This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
DJV experience, DJV, hey Dad, come on, the DVJ, the VJD, how many different combinations could we have here of Doug, Jen, and Victoria? That'd be interesting to put all those together, right? You got DJV, you have VJD, you have JVD, you have JD, let's see, JV.
This is so exciting for the audience.
Thank
you, Miles.
Didn't know there'd be that. Colorado Springs, hello, Mobile, Alabama. Nice to have you on board as the local agents of fun. And there's a connection that I love about having been on the radio for a long time. Northwest Ohio, the Toledo area, feels very much like home. Wichita, I spent a lot of time there because the co-host of this program early years was Mary Beal, who lived in Wichita. And so I was there a lot with her. Hello to Stockton, California.
That's interesting. You were there because she was your co-host?
Yeah, she was a friend, and we there were often opportunities.
No,
it wasn't
Jen.
That kind of stop it, you and
it's funny, we've only broadcasted from the same studio like four times in our 11 years together. That's weird.
she was good. Well, now that I think about it, I don't know that I went there that often. Probably maybe three or four times.
Sounds like someone's backtracking.
No. Calm down. Anyway,
roll
we have
back. That's Doug Stephens' catchphrase. Roll back.
We have three new affiliates in the valley, or not in the valley, but Inland Empire. Jennifer KCAA,
yes.
Is that licensed
right?
To? What is that? That's licensed to? I don't think I'm forgetting where it's licensed.
They're an independent.
Right?
Yeah, that's a good one.
But it's a good area. All right. So anyway, hello and welcome. Jennifer Horn is here, and Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. Other people making it, and the people in the news department. Prince William took his final flight as an air ambulance pilot, the second in line to the throne, preparing to take on more royal duties to support his grandmother, Queen Elizabeth. He's 35, so he's the next person who's going to wear the crown. By the way, do they put the same crown on the men who are kings as they put on the women who are queens? Is it the same? What's the crown look like that the king wears?
I think there's a whole... There's a whole bunch of them. There's one for the coronation, right? That's and then that was, but I think that was designed for Queen Elizabeth. So her father, it wouldn't have been the same one that her father wore.
Okay. So what's life like for a guy who's going to be, he knows he's going to be King of England? What do you think his life, he's married.
What does his dad think about this?
Yeah.
Is it official that Prince Charles is being passed over?
Yeah, I think Prince Charles was...
I didn't know that was ever made official.
Because there was a lot of controversy, wasn't
yeah,
it, with him
and
Camilla?
Wives and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's...
Yeah,
he's,
so
he's no, uh-uh.
I don't think they've ever said that publicly, though. I think that's maybe what they're going to do, but I don't think that's ever been, like, a proclamation.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
There's been an assumption there that goes with
right.
it. Because don't they refer to his wife, Kate, as sort of the... She is the Duchess of Cambridge now, but she also would be the wife of the king. I've heard that.
Isn't Camilla the Duchess of Cornwall? Yeah.
She's the Duchess
Cornhole,
of Cornwall.
Yes.
I don't know about Cornwall.
Yeah. She's the Duchess of Cornhole.
So anyway, he's had a lot of freedom to have any kind of job that he wanted. It's kind of interesting to see the life. And more interestingly, how important he is to the life of England and how much fascination there is in our country.
And truly, he doesn't have that much to do. I mean, really, the royals don't do much anymore. I mean, it's really it's a figurehead position. But
they made a big deal out of Prince Philip retiring from his duties as the... What does he do? He was visible,
but
that's it.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, he made 336 official appearances.
Yeah.
That's a lot for a 90-something-year-old man. That's like 96. One a day.
That's kind of what they do, though, is they just go and speak or make an appearance or whatever it is. It's not they're doing a lot of legislating, I don't think.
No, they're not doing No.
They're
there to make the Brits feel good about their country. That's what they do. They're feel-gooders. Is that a good word? Good feel.
Okay, so who's our royal family?
Who is our feel good family?
Who is our royal family? Mm-hmm. Who shows up and
the
waves?
The Kardashians, obviously.
Obvi. I don't know about that.
That's an interesting question. Do we have one that we? It's usually supposed to be the commander in chief or the president is the See, that's why. Really, the way we run things is wrong. There ought to be two presidents. I've said this for years and years and years and years. A co-president, one who is an administrator, and the other one is a dealer in the same things you're talking about, or an ambassador to other countries. Because it's two separate jobs, and they're very tough. Both of them individually, putting them together, is almost impossible.
I'd These probably guys say don't that... That like our royal family is past presidents. I mean, wouldn't we say? I mean, like Obama, Bush, Clinton, Carter, and Bush don't do much. Obviously, they don't do much legislating, but I think they are treated like royalty would be treated, like if you were in England, right? I mean, I think that's probably the closest.
I think
thing
you're right
have.
About that. They're highly respected and regarded. Yeah. And that's appropriate. It's Jimmy Carter for sure, and George Bush, even though he's kind of a wing nut. He's an affable guy who has positive things to say, and so he's okay.
I like him a whole lot more now that he's not in office. No, I mean, and I mean that sincerely. I follow him on Instagram.
I like
the family. I think the Bush family is there's a lot of legacy there. I think that that's exactly what Jennifer was saying.
If you don't think about what he did while he was in office, it's okay,
right? Which is hard. To do, but yes.
That's how I would feel about Obama. I mean, that's how I feel a lot. I mean, I hated almost everything Obama did in office. And so, but yet if I met him, I think there would still be, I still think there would be this sense of like, oh, this is royalty sort of, you know.
All right, next person in the news is Kristi Manzanares from Utah. The feds are investigating her death. She died on a Princess cruise ship. Not many details have been released about the situation. This is something that has happened, I don't want to say a lot, but there are a number of these sort of scary, they're serious and they're unsolved in a manner of speaking. These things that go on these ships, people get sick and they die. Something happened. This woman was apparently screaming for her life.
Ooh.
And, there was one guy who told an interviewer that he and his wife were a couple of floors above wherever this sort of incident took place. There was the cruise official said there was some kind of a dispute on, this is kind of strange because she didn't die of being sick. She just died. She was,
Well, now, I mean, it looks like it's a murder.
Yeah,
so,
husband knocked her off.
I've been saying this for years. If you have, like, the slightest bit of turmoil in your relationship, do not get on a cruise ship, because the odds are against you that you will both walk off the ship alive. I mean, think about it. How many times have there been those weird specials, 48 hours mysteries of honeymooners murdering each other, and the wife goes overboard, or the husband goes overboard, or somebody doesn't like somebody in the relationship, and someone's overboard. It's crazy. It's like the worst thing you can do is plan for a cruise if you have domestic violence or issues in your relationship.
So there's somebody that was detained in the incident. Was it her husband? That's the question.
I think so, yeah.
Right.
Wasn't it, like, she was making fun of how he looked or something, and so he just was...
Like, yeah. Well, they probably had too much
off
to drink.
You. Oh, yeah. Well, they were bombed. And somebody else threatened to jump off the boat or something. And then it says ABC News put out a thing yesterday saying, man says he killed his wife aboard the cruise ship because she would not stop laughing at him.
Right. That's what it was.
So think about this as a really weird scenario. I remember not something exactly like this, but something happened on a cruise a number of years ago. You may or may not remember it. Where a woman brought her husband and her boyfriend on the cruise, and neither knew that the other was on the ship.
Convenient, actually. Just go back and forth. Well, yeah. You just dash down a couple of floors. Yeah, you meet up on the Lido deck. It's great.
Yeah. It takes a lot of brass, though, I would think.
You think?
So whatever happened with that? Did they find out and then it went south?
Well, they obviously found out because we found out.
What could go wrong?
What happened? I want to know.
I think there was a divorce involved somewhere. But the reason I told the story is because it falls into what you said. Don't go on a cruise if there's anything bad going on in your relationship. It's not smart. It isn't. You're cooped up on a ship for, 5 days or however long?
It's enough to make anybody go nuts. All right.
Yep.
All right. Next person in the news is Frank O'Pinion. Yes. That's his radio name on KTRS, where our friend, that's an interesting radio station, actually. The guy, this is, I used to work with a kid who was a disc jockey whose name was Justin Case.
And don't forget, there's Justin Time.
Yes, there's Justin, and then there's, the talk guy. This is a good name. His real name is John Craddock, but his name on the air is Frank O'Pinion. Frank O'Pinion.
They all sound like drag queen names, because every time I've gone to, drag queen bingo, it's always Head of Lettuce or Misunderstood.
Why are you going to drag queen bingo? Yeah.
You've never done that? Shows?
I don't even know that that's possible to go to drag queen bingo.
You've never...
Don't think that they have drag shows in L.A.?
Yeah.
But bingo?
They've done... Oh, yeah. Well, in Chelsea, in New York City, where I live, it's, there's drag queen bingo, and then there's all kinds of movies with drag queens, commentating through the movies. It's lots of drag stuff.
Lovely.
It's fun.
Next person in the news is Marine Corps Captain Kathy Higgins. Congratulations to Captain Higgins, the first female pilot in the Blue Angels' 69-year history. There have been a lot of people competing. A lot of women wanted to be the first. She is the first. So you can see there's a lot of that. There's a lot of conversation about her on Facebook and well-deserved. I think that's kind of a cool thing. First woman. The Blue Angels are this prestigious group of flyers. We all know about the Blue Angels and how they perform at various events, some of them for the they're official, sometimes they're ceremonial, but good for her. I don't know that much about her, where she's from, but she's got to be good if she's no matter men or women. And I think it's kind of sad, but yet good, that we have to make a special sort of announcement about this. But there's a barrier that's been broken here, beside the sound barrier, the fact that women now can actually participate and be as good as the men in the Blue Angels. So good for her. Captain Kathy Higgins in the Focus at 20 past the hour on the DJV show.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now, music portion of this hour of the DJ V Experience, first focusing on the late Michael Jackson, or actually his estate. You've probably seen in the last, three, 4 weeks, I think this has been around for months, in fact, Quincy Jones' claim that he was owed money by Michael Jackson's estate because of this song and the Thriller album and some of the other big hits that Michael Jackson had that he was a part of. Quincy Jones was very close to Michael Jackson, helped him get started on his own. So yesterday, or I don't know, the L.A. Superior Court jury went to $9.4 million. They were asking for 30. This lawsuit was filed 4 years ago. I didn't realize it had been that long, but it came to the surface earlier this year. The lawsuit was never about Michael. It was about protecting the integrity of the work we all did in the recording studio and the legacy of what we created, Quincy Jones said. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, under the circumstances.
Well, it's kind of interesting that because I wasn't really sure why this lawsuit was happening. But when you look into it more, and I completely understand Quincy Jones' point of view, there were remixes that other people did of these songs. And if you do a remix, you don't have to credit the original producer.
Right.
So they cut him out of a lot of stuff. So it's even the Cirque du Soleil stuff, and Off the Wall, and all those albums that he did.
Well, you know what's bad about this? The lawyer for the Jacksons says they're going to appeal. You know what? They got plenty of dough. Quincy Jones was really responsible for giving Michael Jackson a leg up when he started out on his own. They ought to be happy that they only have to give him $9.4 million and leave it at that instead of being jerks about it. Lawyers, jerks, kind of one of the same, except for my lawyer. All right, next up, the fellow who sang a number of songs, an accomplished classical guitarist, Michael Johnson, did Bluer Than Blue. How many people remember this song? Why don't you crank it up a little? This empty room has ever had. Life without you is gonna be bluer than blue. Michael Johnson, 72 years of age, passing away, earned two number one singles on the country chart, Gimme Wings and the moon is still over her shoulder. I don't remember him for those songs. I remember Bluer Than Blue, but I didn't remember the other two. Jennifer, you're the country expert here. Do you remember these other two songs, Give Me Wings and The Moon Is Over Her Shoulder?
I don't remember them at all. But you know what? It's a little probably before my time,
yeah,
I guess.
I think so.
Well, the stuff was...
When she was four, she wasn't a country expert
1981.
Yet.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. All right. So... but this is the story of a lot of these people. Back to what the Quincy Jones story was about. Here's a man that made his living as a writer of songs. And I don't even know what that means. Are you lyrical? Does it mean that you're instrumental? I don't know. When you say somebody writes a song, like some of these contemporary singers write their own music, does that mean a writing? Does it mean somebody puts a chart together of all of the music for each of the instruments, and they put the lyrics together? What does it mean to write your own music? Anybody?
Well, the lyrics, well, the way the, like the Grammys, yeah, like the way the Grammys break it apart, there's, you know, who produces it, who writes it, who's listed as a writer of the lyrics, and then there's the arrangers and or the composers, depending on the genre of music. But arrangement is always usually, unless you're someone like Prince who does it all, but arrangement is usually someone else's name besides the writer.
Yeah, all right, so they're arranging, but you have to have something to work with. You have to have some music to work with. Arranging is kind of like producing, in a manner of speaking. It's just one of those things that is semantic.
Well, sometimes it says music and lyrics by.
Yeah, that's true, you're right. Right again, Victoria. 28 past the hour, DJV show.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Into the free of problem zones, or the problem free zone, probably a better way of putting it, right? Listening is cool, not much risk involved when you're listening to the DJV experience. You kind of know what you're going to get. You're going to get Jennifer Horn's improved sense of humor. And her
improved
intelligence.
Humor,
and,
what? She sent me through recruitment or what? Training, basic training?
Victoria Keelan and she has a different attitude toward life since she's been on this program. Have you noticed? She's changed her attitude toward life. She likes it, loves it. She even got married while she was on this program. And then there's Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. The idea of being in Washington, an exciting opportunity to meet exciting people like Jennifer Horn. It's amazing, huh? You can get close to all these big-timers, Kara, just by being in Washington. Woo-ah!
And somehow I'm sitting in a studio all by myself.
Yeah. Aww. That's all right. So how many of us, how many of you spend time in fear. This is one of my favorite items. And I don't say favorite is probably not the right word. One of the most important things we can think about is how we think. And do you think about everything that is what's in your business life, your personal life, your family? And I'm not talking about personal and family are kind of sometimes two different things. But do you make decisions? This is a question about how much risk you take in your life. How many things? I was talking earlier about that lady who is the first pilot in the Flying Angels. And how much risk must have been, there are risks all across, risk of flying an airplane like that, as close and tightly formed, you know, it's dangerous. Some of those pilots have been killed the way that it works. And then how dangerous was there, how much risk was there involved in becoming a pilot in the Air Force? And those sorts of things, it seems to me, when you think about risk, I hadn't done it a lot in my younger years, but I do it more now. Risk and reward, because I don't want my life to be boring ever. And that's what happens. I think people who don't take risks lead a boring life. And that's okay if that's what you, if you decide, if you think about it, and I don't know if analyzation doesn't happen. You don't just sit down in a chair and say, okay, I'm going to do this today. You just do it as part of life. But I'm asking in sort of a reflective way, if your life is exciting, fun, challenging, is it rewarding? What word would you use to describe your life? Now that I just did that with you, Jennifer, I just paid you all three of you that compliment, various compliments. How would you use, what word would you come up with to describe your life?
Right now, exciting. Yeah.
Exciting.
I think exciting, blessed, maybe. Yeah, yeah. I think I have, there have been a lot of big changes in my life this year. So
yes.
I think
she's an engaged woman.
Yeah. Well, you're a married woman.
Who just came back from the White House. She's got a lot of things to check off her list.
Yeah. What about you, Victoria? What word would you use to describe your life?
Oh, this week was exhausting. But other than that.
Exhausting.
Yeah, this is just a really happy time for both Lewis and me. So it's, yeah, I feel, I never really say blessed, but I do feel in this case it's appropriate. So, yeah, I feel very grateful, and it's just a warm, fuzzy kind of time right now.
Good. Kara, how about you?
I would say, like, fun or anticipating. I've got a lot of fun stuff coming up in the next few weeks, so I'm excited for lots of stuff coming up.
Would any of you say, as has been speculated upon by those who sometimes take a lot of risk and then they're not satisfied because everything doesn't happen, that sometimes your life is too good to be true, because I think that's a very negative way of looking at it, but I know sometimes people think, oh, there's so many good things happening, this is too good to be true. Is it?
I never think that way.
Good.
No, I don't think so. You know, for a long time, and this is like pretty personal stuff, but I think after I lost three grandparents in 6 months, and so I constantly had a feeling of the other shoe was going to drop at some point because the other shoe kept dropping. So I think, I don't know if that's the same kind of thing, but I think for a while, I think, you know, life ebbs and flows. I think I felt like that for a while.
Right. But you see, that other shoe is always going to drop, Jennifer.
Of course, but you always wait when something like that kind of catastrophic stuff happens so quickly, you're constantly going, okay, what's next? What's next? And then, you know, time passes and you go, okay, I can breathe till the next thing happens that I can deal with.
How about the philosophy of whatever will be, will be? If it's meant to be, then it is. And if it isn't meant to be, it isn't. And sometimes you can't figure that out. It might not be today that it will be. It might not even be tomorrow. It might not be next week. It might not be next month. It might not even be next year. But as you get to wherever you're going, you have that daily thing called life. And every single day needs to be enjoyed, I think, anyway. I think about this farm that I own down the street from where I live, and how when I bought it in 2004, my lawyer said, do you know what you're doing? Because I'd paid too much money for it, and he knew I'd paid too much money for it. But I had a lot of money then, so it was okay. And then, subsequently, some things in the business world didn't go my way, didn't go any, if you're in radio, didn't go your way no matter where you were. but I managed to hold on to it. And now the risk that I took, and this is personal, Jennifer, you gave us, you opened the door, and I think that people, I don't want to be, I don't want to talk about my private life, but I think people respect us talking about what goes on with us personally because they know us, they feel like they know us, and they want to know how what's going on with us may be like what's going on with them. Like all of us together here have lots of things in common, and the more time we spend together, the more things in common we have, I think. Anyway, I feel very drawn to all three of you. And that's not something, before I knew Victoria, how would I be drawn to her or Kara? I've known Jennifer for a long time, so it seems sometimes to be a little easier and sometimes not. Because both Victoria and Kara are very warm human beings, as is Jennifer, so it's easy to like them. Unless you're Victoria's mother-in-law. So in this circumstance, it's kind of fun to be here. And then I look at the other things in my life. Some things have gone better than others. That's always the way it's going to be. But when I bought this farm, I bought it to keep it from being developed. I had no other I don't think ahead as people who know me well, you three. I don't engage in forward thinking or planning or, you know, things that some people say, by the year 1325, I'm going to have this, that, or the other. I don't think that way. I just take what comes and make the best of it and try to keep it floating like this radio program. And the farm, I think, is the same sort of thing with me. It's just that's what's in my personality. So the fact that today I could be looking at something that would, I say this, and trying to be as classy as possible about it, the circumstance that I found myself in will perhaps most likely lead me into a wonderfully comfortable financial position. And I didn't plan it that way. I didn't think about it. It just is whatever will be, will be.
Well, that sounds like when people say, you know, find your passion, follow your passion, and the money will follow that.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds similar to, like, what you might be going through.
And you know what? The same thing, Victoria, I think holds when it comes to the people who are in your life, because we go in and out of, whether it's relationships, it's our families. You know, my children had a very bumpy ride for a while. I had a bumpy ride. And then you think, well, excuse me, who among us hasn't had a bumpy ride? As Jennifer was just talking about her grandparents, she comes from a divorced family, but fortunately mother and father figured out that their egos had to be put aside, and Jennifer was the most important thing in their lives. And look at what turned out. Jennifer is a fabulous human being. A lot of people that have come from situations like that are lost, completely lost. Victoria, you come from a really wholesome background. Your parents are great examples, and they care about you. And I think, Kara, that shows as well with you. So a lot of it is, remember I took that constellation course earlier in the year?
Right, yeah.
To figure out where we all come from and what makes us the way we are and what contributes to the way we are. And I think that if I had listened to my father, who was not a risk taker at all, he wanted me to be very, he was always nervous when I did something different with the radio program. or he didn't think I should buy the farm, and a lot of things that I did, he didn't approve of. But I didn't pay attention to him for better or for worse. I think about, in a reflective way, and how much of this do you all do reflectively? Thinking about what your parents brought to you, I remember once when I was having a rather difficult conversation with a loved one, and I was thinking back to what my parents brought to the table. She said to me, you're a little old to be blaming your parents. And you know, I thought about that, and that's one of the things that propelled me into this constellation thing, to figure out what it's all about. It's all about figuring it out. You know, you probably, none of the three of you remember the movie What's It All About, Alfie? Have you ever even heard of it? There's a song that goes with it. Michael Caine was in it. And it's, if you get a chance to see it, it's a fabulous take on what it's all about. What is it all about? What in the world are we? I've had people that I cared about and loved sit on the floor and look at me and cry and say, why am I here? What am I doing here? What's my purpose? Because a lot of times people don't really find or think that they have a purpose or find their purpose. She has a fabulous purpose in life, but she didn't get it on that particular day or that particular time. And then you look at all the people who are strung out on drugs and people who don't think there is any reason for them to be here. And then you start to wonder all kinds of things about, my God, why are people sick? What is? It's just craziness. And if you start thinking about that, you miss all the good stuff, the too good to be true stuff. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, you know, if you worry too much, you miss all the good stuff. You're right.
And you know why I went down the street, Jennifer? Because we were talking earlier about your fabulous experience at the White House and how you pinch yourself. But you do. You wake up and think, why am I here? What did I do to get here? You are who you are, and you got there on your own. Wherever you go in life, you have your strengths and you have your weaknesses, and you have learned, as have most other people who are successful, to figure out what your gift is, what you really do well. And sometimes that happens when you're a child. How many children do you know who say when the teacher asks them, what do you want to do, Johnny, when you grow up? I want to be an astronaut. Well, a lot of the people that want to do that, sometimes they stay. I want to be a singer. I want to be just like you, whatever it is.
I like John Lennon's answer when he was a kid. I want to be happy.
Yeah.
And then the teacher yelled at him and said, you didn't understand the question. And she said, you don't understand life.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, it is. All right, speaking of life, liberty, excuse me, we've been giving away these Works tool sets, the Works AI Drill and the Works Blade Runner X2. We have a set of those we're giving away over the next month. And we gave away one last week, and this week, winner is posted on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. I leave that to Victoria. So who have we picked? We're picking one winner a week. So for this past week, who do we have that we want to congratulate?
Well, congratulations to Dennis P. He is one of our Twitter followers and one of our
Dennis
longtime...
Dennis P. as in P-E-A-P-E-E?
Dennis P. We don't know his last name yet.
Oh, okay.
This is his Twitter handle is at DPG1959. And he says he is excited to win the Works tools so he can make his house great again.
Good. That's nice. That's simple. Straight to the point. So all you have to do is post on any of our social media, and I'm looking at our Facebook page where we have the pictures of the tools. Check it out. Tell us why you want to win, and you could be a winner. 11 before the hour.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Oh my goodness, I am tired of being known only as the guy who turns into a werewolf at the full moon. There's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Sure, they could save you money, but Geico also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. So you know people love them. And yeah, I become a man beast once a month, but I become the world's greatest crepe chef every single Saturday morning.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Together, have a lot of fun finding out things about things that are fun. For example, our weekly visit into the world of cool cars. Joining us now is Nick Miles, whose website, rautoexpert.com, is a fabulous place for you to go find out more information about the car maybe you're buying or problems you're having with your car. I think we ought to figure out a little bit more about technology and whether there's such a thing as too much technology. Whether it's an expensive car or inexpensive car, you're going to be confronted with lots of technology. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments. What are the hottest cars for the hottest month? Auto Trader shares a sizzling search result for you just in time for those of you who are hot to buy a new car. Here's Andy Solomon.
Summer is here, and with temperatures rising, Auto Trader decided to see what cars are rising to the top of their search results. This list shows the 10 most searched new, used, and certified pre-owned cars on the site right now. Brian Moody, the executive editor at Auto Trader, has more.
Bigger seems to be better, or at least more popular. With 5 pickup trucks and 3 SUVs, there's a clear trend toward larger vehicles. Topping off the list is the most popular vehicle in the U.S., the Ford F-150. With more than 51,000 examples for sale on Auto Trader, you can find the model in the price range, body style, and with the power you're looking for.
Moody comments on another trend on the list.
Domestic manufacturers seem to be particularly popular this year, with 9 of the 10 vehicles coming from U.S. automakers, including Chevrolet, Jeep, and, of course, Ford.
To see the full list of hottest cars this summer, go to autotrader.com. Now you're in the know from Auto Trader.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, now 56 past the hour. Nick Miles joins us from rautoexpert.com. So what about technology? You must be asked this question all the time. You're reviewing new cars all the time, expensive ones like the Rolls you looked at this week and inexpensive ones. So what about technology? And I asked the question because yesterday I was working on one of my old tractors, and it was sitting next to my 1950 Chevrolet pickup truck, and I can open the hood of the pickup truck and see through to the ground. If I open up the if I open up the hood to the car driver, I can't see through the ground. So is that part of technology? And how do people, one of my closest friends had a problem with a tire this week, and she emailed me and said, did you realize there was nitrogen in our tires? What the hell do we need nitrogen in our tires for?
It's funny you say that, because you can open the hood of most modern cars, you can't actually see the engine because there's a big piece of plastic on top of it too.
Yeah.
So it's things have changed since the 50s quite dramatically, Doug. I think that technology is there to help us and is also there to entertain us. So imagine trying to buy a new car nowadays with kids, let's say under 14, you probably wouldn't be able to get away without having Wi-Fi in the car. Mm. That's just something that the family expects, the modern family needs, and Wi-Fi is important, especially if you're taking long trips and you want to keep the kids entertained. But there's also emerging technologies in vehicles. I'll give you examples of something that'll blow you away. Mercedes have come up with some technology for side impacts. So if it knows that you're going to get T-boned in a car, it'll actually deploy the airbag before the impact happens to move you, the passenger or the driver, away from the door, so it lessens the damage you cause. Now, that's the sort of technology I love, because guess what? They're saying that 30% of whiplash injuries will be eliminated with that new technology. So it's not only entertainment, and it's not only cool stuff in the car, it's also keeping us safe.
So you're saying that there is some kind of a vibration that is sent out from the car that understands it's going to be hit?
Yeah, it actually has radar on the side, so it can see the oncoming vehicle. It knows that that vehicle can't stop in time and that contact's going to be made. And as soon as it makes those calculations on the onboard computer, it'll deploy the airbags before the impact happens.
What about fuel efficiency? We've got about 30 seconds here. The big thing about Volkswagen and the diesels and what actually happened, people who've gotten their diesels fixed are actually getting better mileage now. I don't understand why there's such a hoopla about that kind of technology.
Well, one of the things is that fuel efficiency and emissions devices can be put on cars as long as you let the government know. But the cool thing is something that we saw in Cadillac Northstar engine maybe 15, 20 years ago, is everybody is reducing the amount of cylinders that run your car. So fuel efficiency, it comes.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.